WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Oliver Stone's new film World Trade Center opens tomorrow. Nicolas Cage stars as a Port Authority cop trapped in the rubble. Critic David Edelstein says the film raises a lot of questions about how we grieve.
It's been fascinating to watch Hollywood transform the events of September 11, 2001, into the stuff of commercial thrillers. How gingerly the filmmakers of United 93 and the New World Trade Center went about their work. How exhaustively they interviewed participants and family members of those who died, labored to mitigate the sensationalism of their subject matter, and purged all traces of politics, especially geopolitics, from the stories they set out to recount. And how telling that they reshaped 9/11 around narratives of old-fashioned American courage. Earlier this year, some critics charged that Paul Greengrass's United 93 was essentially a conventional Hollywood rah-rah hero movie in documentary clothing. An odd criticism, given that those heroes weren't conventionally introduced, we never even knew their names, and rather unconventionally perished. Oliver Stone's World Trade Center, although closely based on facts, does resemble the hero-worshipping films of the past. It's beautifully made. Audiences will gasp and weep. I did. But it's also a film with a very Hollywood kind of tunnel vision. The movie is misnamed. The focus isn't the World Trade Center as a whole, but two real-life Port Authority police officers, John McLaughlin and Will Gimeno, played by Nicolas Cage and the superb Michael Peña, one of the stars of last year's Crash. They're part of a team that goes into Tower 1 to rescue trapped inhabitants. In the first floor concourse, McLaughlin improvises. He can't even confirm that the second tower has been hit. And he can't imagine the smaller explosions and groans of steel he hears are harbingers of the collapse to come.
Grab those bottles. Get the helmets. Okay, turn them on. Double check. Test them. Massey.
Hold up.
Anything more here? Helmets, Scott packs?
No, Sarge. Try the E-room near the truck docks in the basement. Jimmy Lynch is dead.
Thanks. Okay, there's more stuff down on B1, the truck docks. We'll drop down to concourse, go around 1 to 2, and there's some stairs there. Keep your eyes open, follow me. Don't get separated, okay?
No, Sarge, we got plenty here.
110 floors, fire with fuel. We're gonna be using up bottles, we need them.
Sarge. You won't believe this. Your Suburban on Church, it's gone. Roof smashed in.
Stay together and stay focused.
No, Dom, where we going?
Sarge wants more stuff.
What?
Don't worry about it, he knows what he's doing.
What the?
Don't think. Keep moving.
Jesus, Sarge, we gotta get up there.
You aren't rescuing anybody if you can't breathe, Rodriguez. Stay focused.
The opening makes you think World Trade Center might be a towering inferno kind of disaster picture, but Stone backs off from spectacle. There's no carnage on display. We don't see the planes hit, only a shadow over the Port Authority. The collapse of both towers is experienced from inside, a massive boom and lethal shower of steel and concrete. For most of the film, we're with McLaughlin and Gimeno as they lie pinned under slabs, waiting for help, talking about their wives and children, and anything they can think of to keep from passing out. That's when Stone cuts to their spouses, Maria Bello as Donna McLaughlin, and Maggie Gyllenhaal as the very pregnant Allison Gimeno, both nearly going mad as they hold out for word of their husbands. Bello's escalating anger is deeply affecting, and Gyllenhaal uses her natural spaciness to suggest the way a pregnant woman in that situation might be half in and half out of her body. I'm not sure why I found those scenes so out of place. Maybe it's because these two women are so unrepresentative of the tens of thousands of loved ones who feared the worst, and the worst is what there was. This is a hopeful, true story, but viewing September 11th through this prism felt to me like a Hollywood fantasy. A lot of people didn't want the lefty conspiracy mongering Stone to get his paws on September 11th. But World Trade Center isn't remotely a conspiracy film. As someone tired of his amphetamine-style filmmaking, I appreciated Stone's self-effacement, along with the normally self-consciously weird Nicolas Cage's self-effacement, too. And Stone can be a great director. He views that terrible day with the heightened clarity of grief. The cops and firemen in the early scenes already seem like ghosts. World Trade Center raises two questions. Is reframing September 11th, in terms of individual stories of valor, a necessary stage in our collective healing? Or is it a denial of the deeper and more lasting horror of that day? Or is it both?
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.